trust is such a big thing in a relationship. You know, as you are just starting to, you know, maybe start dating a boyfriend or a new girlfriend, building that trust is essential. And when you discover that trust has been violated in that that person didn't think you guys were as exclusive as you did, it can be tough.
It can be crushing, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. And so I bring this up because Sydney, she caught her boyfriend cheating. And the way she did is very 2020. He basically took a selfie, right? And just texted it to her. It was just
on Snapchat.
Yeah, just a selfie and sent it to her. He was in the car and he was just like, hey, you know, kind of thinking of you type of things, right? And
he had sunglasses on.
Yeah, he did have sunglasses on. She had been dating him for 4 years. And so she was like, hey, everything's fine, right? And then she saw a weird reflection in the left lens of the reflection of his sunglasses was just the front of the car, the road, whatever. But in the right side of the sunglasses, there revealed a reflection of a girl's legs poking out of a car window in one of the lenses.
Those are not my legs.
Right. I definitely am not with my boyfriend of 4 years right now.
Those are not his legs.
No, those are not his smooth, right toned legs. And so she then posted it on her Snapchat, which started to go get more than a million views. All she said was, hey, check the reflection in your boyfriend's sunnies, ladies. Discovering a week later after that fact that he, in fact, had not been exclusive to her and, in fact, had been not exclusive with four other women and dating about five different women total. And so
that's busy.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it's good that she found out before, you know, marriage, kids, all that stuff.
But, sure.
But what a way to find out that your boyfriend or girlfriend or your spouse or significant other is cheating on you with the reflection out of the sunglasses.
That's some detective work right there.
I know.
That's an eagle eye.
100%. Because, you know, at first, I wouldn't sit there and examine the photo. I just, oh, that's cool. And then just let it go. But
see, my story was different. And again, this is not my husband.
Right.
Not my husband.
Right.
It was a long, 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 many moons ago.
Uh-huh.
But I got a call from a young lady who had been in my house. And she had been told that we have broken up, me and my boyfriend at the time.
Mm-hmm.
But she noticed there's lots of pictures still on the wall. So, yeah, she called. And then she puts me on three-way calling, says, hang on.
Oh, no.
Calls him, and I listened to their conversation. It was amazing. It was a sting operation. It was like a spontaneous sting operation. And, yeah, so then I called him right back. And I'm like, hey, why don't you come home for lunch? Let's have a chat.
Yeah, we got to talk. How, as a woman, do you not immediately, lash out against the messenger, you know?
Oh, no, I appreciated it. I told her, I said, listen, I know that, you know, you are not to blame here. You are doing the right thing by, you know, putting two and two together and realizing that you were being lied to. Thank you for informing me because I was 4 years in, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I mean, it was hard to go through, but I was really appreciative that I could stop living a lie and move on.
Man, what is it about 4 years into a relationship that gets the guy, right?
Like, forget the seven-year itch. I think it's the four-year itch.
The four-year itch, right.
But yeah, again, not my husband.
Right.
If you're just tuning in, that was not my husband.
That was before you met your husband.
Long time ago.
Yeah. So what unique way did you discover that he or she was cheating? Like, was it, you know, because I've also, and maybe we can dive into this too. Do you, when you suspect, plant Easter eggs around his place? Like,
well, that would be fun. Yes.
Yes.
Let's go on an Easter egg hunt.
Leave a
scrunchie.
Yeah. Like, leave a scrunchie behind a pillow, you know, on the couch, you know, leave something in his medicine cabinet. You know, I don't know. We were talking earlier on the show about Sydney. Sydney is a woman who, her TikTok kind of went viral, got over a million views because in the reflection of the selfie her boyfriend had sent her, her boyfriend of 4 years, there was the clear reflection of a woman's legs poking out of a car window, not hers. She discovered he was cheating. So not only with her, but with apparently five other women. So that's...
Wow, that is a little psycho. You could probably let that music play.
Yeah, you're right. So we were like, hey, what unique way did you find out that maybe your significant other was not being too faithful? Got a text from a listener that was like, came home, found multiple dishes in the sink. And I was like, huh, has anyone come over? And he was like, no, that was just my mom. Later,
okay,
noticed that there were cigarette butts in the ashtray. And they didn't belong to anyone, any one of us. And later, he confessed that it was, in fact, her best friend.
Okay. I feel like it stings worse when it's the best friend, because that's a double betrayal.
Yeah. There are those unwritten rules of, hey, we don't go there, not until at least they break up. And then you've got to have permission, I feel like.
Because best friends know.
Mm-hmm.
Who your boyfriend is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you can't ever claim that, oopsies, I didn't know that was your boyfriend. No.
Yeah, right. So, Janice, she texted in. She said, my boyfriend of a year decided to return to school for a semester to complete his degree. No problem there. He couldn't come home on our anniversary weekend, and I was a little bit bummed. Said he had a paper due and exams that following Monday. Well, I decided to surprise him at his dorm to help him. Oh, gosh, I already know where this is going.
Uh-huh, when there's a surprise involved. Oh, gosh.
Booked a hotel and a nice dinner, arrive at his dorm, only to be told he had gone to Ohio to visit his girlfriend's parents. Of course, I lived in Louisville. I was just going to come back, but then she said, I decided against it, stayed in town, went back to the dorm on Sunday, and made a little picnic outside his dorm entrance and waited for him to come strolling up, holding her hand, stops dead in his tracks. I got up.
Oh, my gosh.
Gave him a hug and said, and calmly walked away. He continued to call.
She introduced herself to her like, hello.
Yeah.
I'd like to introduce myself. I'm the girlfriend. Good luck. Bye-bye then.
Yeah.
And walks away.
And then, I guess, she follows up and says, the woman that he was with later dumped him that night. So that's good, man.
That's good. And she said, you know what? His parents called wanting to know what had happened. And because he called like every day, she never talked to him again. She didn't want to rat him out to his family, but then finally fessed up and they were mortified.
Liz texts in and says, found out when my boyfriend was cheating when he showed up at a friend's house with his pregnant other girlfriend. Oh, gosh.
Okay. All right.
Man.
Hey, here's a thought. If we are unhappy in our current relationship, how about we break it off first before we go find a new relationship?
Yeah, maybe? That's a good little life lesson right there. A little life lesson.
Maybe it's just easier. It's less messy.
If you want to see the TikTok, we've tweeted that out at Ben and Kelly Show because it literally has over 1 million views. But what detective work from Sydney? Because it's not that noticeable. But
yeah, no, she had an eagle eye for sure.
Yep. But then on further inspection, you can clearly see the legs in the reflections on the sunglasses. She even writes, check the reflection in your boyfriend's sunnies, ladies.
So. Wow.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX. Brand new episode. Brand new episode.